This is the local VK5 news segment. Our news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everyone. Yes, it's me again. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the North East Radio Club. Now, Sir Lunchalot has advised that the 5th Friday lunch is on again, and it's next Friday the 29th of August at the Blue Gums Hotel, which is at 345 Hancock Road, Fairview Park. So get there at noon and enjoy a meal and socialising with all the others attending. So now don't worry if you miss this lunch, as there's going to be another one in October. Now don't forget to renew your membership if you've not already done so by the September meeting on Friday the 12th of September, and you'll get the $5 discount. Now I filled in for Tony, VK5FYIC, in running the F-Troop net last Friday, and I had 16 stations call in, which was a good roll-up. Now the F-Troop net is on every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. Well, that's all for now. I hope to catch up with you at the Coffee Club next Wednesday at the Tea Tree Gully Library. As always, stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Hi, this is Graham, VK5GM, President of the North East Radio Club. I wanted to add a little more to Les VK5KLD's news for the club. Firstly, I want to pass on some sad news that I received earlier this week. Unfortunately, Ben VK5BB passed away in the Royal Adelaide Hospital after a long fight with leukemia. Ben had been heavily involved with IREG and many facets of amateur radio and touched many people's lives. Our sympathies go out to his family and wife, Olga VK5OG. He will be sorely missed. Now on to other club news. On Sunday, the 31st of August at 3:30 p.m., we will see the next edition of the VK5RHO Amateur Technical segment. We will be discussing the advancement of radio communication during World War II. It is being broadcast on VK5RHO 2-meter repeater, which can be accessed by tuning your radio to 146.850 megahertz with a minus 0.6 megahertz offset. A 91.5 hertz tone is required to access the repeater. We are aware that people listen to the broadcast, but don't call in during the callback. It would be great if you could join us. The club has made some changes to our meeting times each month in an effort to engage in more practical presentations and enabling our members who don't travel of a night time to join us. Our meeting times are now the second Friday of the month at 7:30 p.m. and the fourth Saturday at 2:30 p.m. And of course, don't forget our famous coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Many of us get there at 9 a.m. Everyone is welcome. If you have a wife or partner, there is a ladies group that gets together as well and will make them extremely welcome. A great casual social event with great food and coffee available from the coffee shop. Cheers and 73s from Graham VK5GM.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. After 8 years, the South East Radio Group has a new club president. Nick, VK5November Juliet Sierra, has very kindly stepped into the role, and the members will do their very best to assist him as he becomes a bit more familiar with what he is now tasked with. As a measure of the gratitude and respect that outgoing President Peter VK5BE has earned after 8 very productive years, the members have bestowed on him life membership of the group. Very well deserved too, Peter, a truly great innings. As one of his last duties, Peter presented some awards for 2025. The President's Trophy was awarded to Nick VK5NJS for his outstanding contribution to the club in the roughly 2 years that he has been a member. Nick has climbed towers, fabricated supports for antennas and solar panels, built tables and all manner of other jobs with enthusiasm and skill since joining, and has made himself almost indispensable. Well done and thank you, Nick. The Roy Goodwin Award was presented to John, VK5JOB, for his excellent work in the kitchen during the annual convention, which he then topped off by providing the 70-odd dinner guests with another very well-received sit-down dinner. A massive thank you, John. John, VK5DJ, chaired the meeting during the election of officers and then the ordinary business meeting which followed on after the AGM. A big thank you to John, who has now performed this service for a number of years. The only other change to our management team was to our Reedy Park Centre representative. The Reedy Park Centre Committee is made up of representatives from all of the clubs that enjoy the privilege of occupying the old Reedy Park Primary School complex, which now houses the Mount Gambier History Society, the Mount Gambier Philatelic Society, the Police Social Club, the Orchid Society and Backstage Incorporated, as well as our group. Peter, VK5BE, has stepped down as our group's representative and Maxwell, VK5AC, has now assumed that role. The committee meets every second month. Thank you, Peter and Maxwell. Our membership fees now remain at $35 a year, which they have been for several years now. We are looking forward to yet another great year. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.